Hey guys, welcome to my channel, Johnson Sons Gaming. I wouldn't normally do a video like this, and I wasn't even sure if I was going to do a video like this. Kind of odd for me to do a video like this, especially where I'm a gaming channel. Let me give you a little bit about my background. So, when I was a kid, I went to church on a regular basis. My parents made me. I used to have dreams as a kid about the end times and about things that were about to come, where it was more nightmares. Used to scare the crap out of me. My adopted mom, my aunt, used to sit up and pray with me at night after I'd have a dream because I could not sleep. Must have been 12 or 13 years old with these dreams of things that was to come to pass, about the end times, us running from people that wanted to kill us because we believed that there was a God and we believed that Jesus Christ died for our sins. We believed a lot of things, and so when I was a kid, it was a fear of God, and I know what it was. God trying to steer me in a direction that I needed to go. So that being said, I'm now 42 years old. I haven't had dreams like that since I was a kid. About 3 months ago, I had a dream about the rapture. I thought it was just meant for me, but seeing things on YouTube, I had a post come on YouTube about someone else having a dream about the rapture, and I was a young man, must have been in his, I would say late teens, if not early 20s, having a dream about the rapture, and it was fairly similar to the same type of dream I had. And so I a couple nights ago I started to kind of do a little research on YouTube and seeing all these other people doing videos about their experience about dreams about the rapture. And I'm like, when I had that dream, I thought it was just for me. I thought it was for me to wake up. I'm not the best of persons. I consider myself a good person, but I'm not where I need to be with God. Let me rephrase. I do my job. I take care of my family. Work hard, things like that. And I try to make sure my kids, thank goodness they're all better than I am, at their ages, do the right things. And I let them know, what I see as the right things according to the Bible. So that being said, I haven't been to church in quite a while. I don't have dreams. I don't have, I have dreams, but nothing like this, nothing that, rocks me, shakes me up or steers me in, this dream did that. seeing the heavens open up and, seeing people being lifted into the heavens where they're opened up, seeing an angel come out of the heavens, handsome angel. Imagine the most handsome guy that you've ever seen in your life. And guys, I'm not gay. I'm just saying. But this was like one of the most perfect men I've ever seen in my life. I'm very happily married. I have 3 kids. But this guy was very handsome. Comes out of the clouds. And he's got a sword that was as long as he is tall. I mean, this was a huge sword. And he's just flying around as everyone's getting sucked up into heaven and sucked up into the clouds. And he's just flying around this whole thing. And he looks at me. And I just see this look at him. And he's just kind of looking at me as all this is going on. And then he flies around again and just flies around all these holes in the heaven that opened up, sucking people in, as they're being lifted up. And I see them all from the earth being pulled into the heavens. And right then and there, I knew what was going on. I mean, I knew it as soon as I seen the heavens open up and I seen people flying up. I knew it right then and there. God has taken his people. It's coming, and it's coming fast. That's the scary part. If you're not where you need to be with God, it's coming. You need to get ready. And I just fell to my knees. And I just asked forgiveness right then and there. And I seen other people, one other person that I thought was a very, very good person, someone that I thought was godly, someone that I thought would be right there getting sucked up in these clouds when this was going on. And it wasn't the case. This person had something to work on them. Just like I do. Because I'm definitely not where I need to be. But after seeing all the videos getting posted and stuff of people having the same types of dreams, I knew it wasn't just a message for me. That's the only reason why I'm creating this video. I am a gaming channel. I don't create videos like this ever. After I had this dream, I told like 5 people, maybe 6 people about it. My boss at work, who is also a Christian, a few people at work and stuff. And I didn't even think about it after that until I happened to start seeing all these videos getting posted from people that don't even have channels. They have 0 subscribers. And so that got me to thinking, there's something going on right now. God's trying to show his people. God's trying to get the word out there. Whether it's coming, I don't know. I feel like it's coming quick. Just the way I felt after that dream. It definitely got me to thinking about where I am with God and what I need to do to make everything right. So that's the freaky part about this whole thing. It's kind of surreal, with a lot of things coming to pass, this coronavirus and stuff, and the lawlessness in the world right now. These people are wanting to get rid of, abolish the police. There's just so much going on right now that I've never seen in my life. I've been alive for 42 years. I'm not a young man. I'm a middle-aged man, I guess you would say. I got 3 kids. My daughter's 20, well, going to be 21. My oldest son is going into the military here next month. And then my youngest son is 11 years old. So for me to, see this dream and feel this, what's going on in the world today, it's put something in my heart to where I'm generally thinking about me and my family. As far as what I mean is whether or not we are where we need to be with our relationship with Christ. So that being said, I wasn't planning on doing any of this. I wasn't planning on making this video. I wasn't planning on doing any of this until I started seeing all the videos. And then I realized that this message wasn't just for me. This message is for everyone. Whether it's tomorrow, the next day, a month from now, a year from now, there's something going on. And I mean, the world has never been the way it is now. it just can't go on. It can't go on. Things are getting turned upside down. I just don't see it going on the way it is. But that's what I got for you guys. I just wanted to share it. Hopefully some people hear it. Hopefully some people understand it. And hopefully, you know, God touches you guys like that. Wake you up. It's time to wake up, guys. I know some of you guys probably haven't been to church in a long time, like I haven't. Some of you guys haven't read the Bible in a long time, like I haven't. It's time. It's time for us to get right. Time for us to seek the truth again. Did when I was younger, but I haven't done it in a long time. That's all I got, guys. If you have any questions or comments, leave them down in the comment section down below. I'm knocking my mic off here. Let me know what you guys think. Let me know if anyone else is having this experience. I'd love to hear from you guys because something happening, and it's happening soon. Anyway, that's it for me, guys.